My friends, there's an old story that tells of a rabbi asking his students, "How can you tell when the night has ended and the day is beginning to dawn?" One student answered, "It's when you can see an animal in the distance and tell whether it's a sheep or a goat." "No," said the teacher. Another student responded, "It's when you can look at a tree in the distance and tell whether it's a fig tree or a sycamore." Again, the teacher said, "No." So finally, the rabbi explained to the students, "You can tell when the night has ended and the day is dawning when you can look into the face of another and see that they are your brother or your sister. And if you can't do this, then no matter what time it is, it's still night." Brothers and sisters, the rabbi tells a very deep truth. Few symbols are as powerful as light. We bring light to one another in countless ways that range from the nightlight in a child's room or to the profound and intimate ways that people light up one another's lives. Lights are a significant part of the Christmas season, whether they encircle a tree, a wreath, or a house. The symbol of light is invoked many times in our worship, in the tables of Word and Sacrament, but most profoundly at the Easter Vigil. And the light always points to Jesus. Today, the prophet Isaiah, in our first reading, tells us that before the coming of Christ, there was a kind of darkness in the world, a cloud that covered all of us. Perhaps the cloud of which Isaiah speaks is that which keeps us from being in contact with each other and connected to each other. Sort of like walking around in a fog, not even aware of those around us. And it's into that light that Christ the light comes. Christ the light who overcomes the darkness. My friends, the Feast of the Epiphany that we celebrate today literally means to shine upon what was covered or hidden, making clear and plain what had been unseen and unknown. Epiphany calls us to a new vision of the world that helps us see beyond the walls and the borders we have created, to walk by the light which has dawned for all of humankind, a light by which we are able to recognize all women and men as our sisters and brothers under God's loving providence. In the gospel today, the Magi left the land they knew, following a light to a place of uncertainty, and discovered the Savior of the world. They were led to the newborn child not by GPS, but by the light of a star. They had read the signs in the heavens. They were astrologers. They allowed themselves to be led not by human means, but by divine guidance. And because they searched with eyes of faith, they were able to recognize the gift of God when they found him, even though he didn't conform to their initial perception of a royal heir. Their generosity allowed them to enter into the very life and presence of the great gift, who symbolized something much more profound and valuable than the gifts they brought. They recognized the true identity of the child, and it changed literally the direction of their lives. As Matthew put it in our gospel today, they returned home by another route. The old way of traveling would no longer work. They needed to follow a different path. And it should be that way for all of us. To enter the manger where Jesus is found is to take part in an epiphany event, to experience God made manifest among us. Because after discovering Jesus, nothing can quite be the same ever again. And brothers and sisters, like the Magi, we are on a journey to God. Their story is our story. Many times in our lives, we have to follow the star through the gloom of prejudice, of stereotypes, personal comfort zones, and self-interest. We have to risk the danger of change, as the Magi did, crossing borders that kept them safe and heading into territory that was unfamiliar and potentially unwelcoming. We are the ones still searching for the newborn king, still following the light along an uncertain journey, still being surprised by what God reveals along the way and how God reveals it. My friends, that's what we celebrate today, God with us on our journey. And when we become aware of that, we can walk in another direction and still get home in safety. There may be still dark nights when the light disappears, but we can take courage from the fact that we are not alone and that God is with us. There's a beautiful quote about this feast day from St. Fulgentius, a 5th century bishop who lived in Africa. And I quote, "Who is this king of the Jews, poor and rich, humble and sublime, who is carried as an infant, adored as God, an infant in the manger, infinite and boundless in heaven, wrapped in bands of cloth, his preciousness revealed by the stars." End of quote. My friends, at its deepest level, the Feast of the Epiphany celebrates the manifestation of Christ to the nations, to the whole world beyond Judaism, to all those people who never heard of the promises God made to Abraham and to Moses. The Magi were among those people. They were foreigners. They were outsiders. I like to think of them as seekers and searchers. In contrast to the simple shepherds, the Magi speak to all those who must struggle and wrestle their way to faith, sometimes getting there only by a long and difficult journey that involves the rigors of the intellect more than the stirrings of the heart. Brothers and sisters, we think of the new year as a time of new beginnings, a promise of new life, a time to scan our night sky and find again the star we have been trying to follow across the desert of our lives. Let us pray today at this Eucharist for the same gift God gave the Magi, the power to see an unexpected star in the midst of all the other usual lights in the nighttime sky. May we see God wherever God is, wherever God comes. May we recognize Christ as Christ comes to us today and tomorrow and the next day in the midst of all the ordinary things in our very busy lives. Amen.